I was once talking to an old Pakistani man who had been living in America since the 60s. We tend to believe that somehow we have more authentic knowledge of things than the older folks just because we have better sources of information at our disposal. However, I believe the opposite is true. The people before us may not have been getting their information as quickly as we do, but they sure had a better understanding of things, especially politics. This old man was telling me about George Bush, the senior one. He was saying that the main reason Bush had lost was because he got tough with Israel by trying to prevent it from building settlements inside the occupied territories. The Israeli lobbies inside the United States got into action and punished him. I laughed off the old man's argument by saying that a foreign country and a mere lobby cannot be so powerful that they'd influence an American presidential election. Boy, was I naive? I spent years after that watching every single American politician, not just the presidential candidates, never forgetting to express their support and love for the state of Israel. It is as if they are required to sing this anthem, or else they'd be deemed traitors and be disqualified either from the office they are holding or from the race to win that office. Sure enough, the last sentence is not really untrue. What startled me recently have been two facts about the power of Israeli lobbies inside America: the pressure on TikTok and a song Michael Jackson once wrote but never became public. TikTok is perhaps the only mainstream platform that allows for the broadcast of videos that clearly show the brutality that Israel unleashes against innocent Palestinian children. Every other platform you have ever known suppresses any content that is even remotely critical of Israel or sympathetic toward Palestine. That's why it had to be pushed around. Michael Jackson wrote a song in 1993 called Palestine, Don't Cry, in which he expressed support for the cause of Palestine, showed solidarity with the Palestinian people, and highlighted the miseries of the Palestinians at the hands of Israeli society. From what I understand, Sony refused to publish the song, which was heavily pressured by the United States, which was heavily pressured by the Israel lobbies. Even George Bush had expressed his helplessness and sorrow at the extreme power AIPAC had inside America when he visited the presidential library at Texas A&M in 2005. That song by the mega superstar of the day would have created a tremendous impact in support of Palestine because Jackson was loved and almost worshipped by many Americans at the time. A superstar of his height would have done the same for Palestine, which the other MJ, Michael Jordan, did for the shoe brand Nike, which was a small and about-to-die brand.